This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's Live Like a Woman Week on 103.7 KISS FM. We're Riggs and Allie. Trying on the maxi pad for the first time. That's coming up as well.
Obviously, you can't try the tampon, so we're going to go with the maxi pad.
Well, we could try the tampon.
No, you can't.
No,
Riggs, don't even go there.
All right, fair enough. So, last night, Gibbons and I decided that we would try our hand at parenting.
Yes.
Wrangling four kids at an Applebee's in the afternoon with no parents around. Now, I will say, and Allie brought up a good point earlier, the two girls were a little more comfortable around you, Gibbons, because you're with them all the time. Yeah. You live with them now.
Well, the point was I left so that Hudson and Owen, I would not be there to scare them into acting right. I wanted to be far away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Allie's at the bar, and then the four...
I'm at the bar at Applebee's while they're with my kids. And it's a true story.
$2 margaritas or something like that. I don't know. Granted, it was kids eat for 99 cents night.
Which is why we went there, because, you know, we're cheap.
But in order to make everybody understand, there were two girls, ages 3 and 6, and two boys, aged 5 and 7,
all right,
and Riggs and myself.
Yep.
What could have gone wrong?
All right, so I show up, and it's just Gibbons and the two girls, and then Allie shows up with Owen and Hudson and brings them up and drops them off and says, all right, see you later, walks away.
Yep.
And it is immediately on with those two boys, man.
Can I add that we also have our very own J-Matt sitting one table away from you guys by himself videotaping, which makes him look like a pedophile.
Yeah.
And he said, Allie, I'm at a table alone filming children. I'm going to get in trouble. And I went, good luck with that. And I walked over to the bar.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
At one point, I look
true
over.
Story.
The server brought him food. He goes, don't worry, I work with them. And she went, all right.
Mm-hmm. Walked away.
So I decide, Owen reaches over and he grabs the little.
Rich cheated.
No.
Intern off
Listen,
mic,
stop. Will you let me say what happened now and tell you how I didn't cheat?
Yes, cheater.
The little thing that you use is the kiosk that you can play games on and you can swipe your credit card on.
Computers.
You can order things from. Yes.
And Applebee's and Chili's, they'll have them.
Yeah. Owen wanted to use it and I said, for $2, you can play all the games you want. And I went, okay.
Yeah.
I said, this can go one of two ways. Hudson's going to want to play with the same one and now we're going to have a fight over it, or he's going to be distracted by it and it's going to be great.
And Owen's the older one. Owen's the 7-year-old. So the five-year-old is Hudson. People get my kids confused age-wise.
And I got super nervous because I know living with the two girls, when one gets it, the other wants it. Not a different one, that exact one.
Yeah, it's
only that exact one. So I'm like, I don't know if this is a good idea, but roll
it
the dice.
It ended up being okay. I probably should have given it to the younger kid, to Hudson, but Owen was fine with it. It was very chill.
Well,
it was
he's
play
older.
With the game. Yes.
Owen's matured in the past year, so he will actually act right now.
He was.
It's a big difference.
His brother Hudson?
Not so much.
And I made sure to tell him that you're going to have to eat your food when the food comes, so we're going to take it away when the food comes. And he went, okay, cool.
Yep.
Food comes.
Riggs cheated is my point, because he was pacifying my 7-year-old instead of actually living like a woman and going to dinner with him.
Until what? I'll let Gibbons take this, because I think I pulled a very genius move.
Tell him your genius move, because I'm disgusted with how it went down, Janet. What was your big genius?
Don't turn heel on me now.
Okay, I'm going to turn heel on me now. I'll be 100% honest, I forgot the genius move until now. So then, the kids won't eat, right? The kids aren't going to eat. And Riggs is like, do you want to play on this machine? And he's all like, yeah, we want to play. Riggs goes, in order, Hudson or Owen, for you to play, hey, Hudson, the one who's not eating, you have to eat half of your food or your brother can't play.
Uh-huh.
So then Owen turns into Hudson's biggest fan. Come on, Hudson.
You can do all that.
You can do it. You got to do
Hudson,
it.
Hudson, if you don't settle down, I can't play the game. Hudson's like jumping around
Hudson
on top of Gibbons. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Hudson was wilding out.
They were sitting at a circle booth, and at one point, intern off mic, I looked over from the bar, and at literally just one point, and I see all three kids. Owen's in the corner on the computer, but all three are on top of Gibbons / Gina, literally arms around his neck, on top of him in the booth, screaming and laughing and loving life.
Let me explain how.
And then Hudson punched Gina in the arm.
Hold on. So Hudson starts to climb up on me, and I'm thinking it's no big deal.
He's
this is Hudson
boy.
Being Hudson,
He's
right?
He's all boy.
My girlfriend's two daughters, who I live with and see every day, start like freaking out.
Oh yeah,
get off of Ryan. That's
get
our
off,
Ryan. Leave him alone. And I'm like, it's okay, and I should not have said that. Because the minute I said, it's okay, I have not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 kids there.
Ah!
Now you're saying to yourself, wait, it was Riggs and Gibbons and 4 kids. How do you have 5 kids on you? Because I had a 35-year-old kid named Riggs who wanted to get in on the action
well, yeah.
and jumped on top. top of me too.
It looked like fun. We were bothering the restaurant anyways. I was trying to get us kicked out.
Oh my God. I was trying to get us kicked out.
It ended up being okay, and I think the reverse punishment worked well because I was then punishing Owen because Hudson wasn't behaving.
Uh-huh. The way that Gina taught you how to...
Well, so tell me, how was I cheating, girl?
You were cheating because you gave my kid a computer with games on it that you, one, paid for. No parent, most parents go, I'm not paying for that. Do you sit there and shut up. But you paid for it, which pacified him. You gave it to him, which you had no work with Owen.
Nope. None.
None. But and you know what I realized is that Gibbons already lives like a woman. And let me tell you how I know this. As we left the restaurant, he's eating his words now on all his comments about my crazy kids because he and I are trying to wrangle our own children while Riggs is nonchalantly hanging out at the bar with J-Matt, oblivious to the fact that we have to leave at this moment because the kids are losing it. He's oblivious. But then it gets, there's more. Yeah. You just wait, Gina. You pipe down.
Okay.
I look over and Gina has her 3 and 6 year old. Gibbons has her girlfriend's. Gina has her girlfriend's 3 and 6 year old. And I look over, and you know how cold it was. They're walking outside, coats unzipped, no hats, no gloves, and then Gina goes and puts them in the car. I'm thinking, oh, this chick has no clue how to be a mom. She has no clue what she's doing right now. Gina goes, puts them in the car, and she's buckling them in. Remember, I have to buckle kids in when they're that little?
Yeah.
I'm past that, dude. I'm loving life right now. So I'm watching Gina in 20 degrees buckle in the baby, and I'm like, bye, as I speed out of the parking lot.
She speeds
and I'm like, Gina's learning how to be a woman the hard way. She needs some tips.
She speeds out of the parking lot, Allie does in such great haste. She almost runs over the 6-year-old. Almost ran her over.
That's a lie. They were in the car, you liar. But second of all, I loved it because I said, holy crap, he's in hell mode. He literally is in, he still has to buckle kids in seatbelts. I was like, oh, good luck, Gibbons.
Dude, as soon as that check came, I checked out. I was like, well, I'm done with this. And they let you guys handle your kids. And I was like,
oh. I was loving my life watching him buckle in while I sped off in the cold. I was like, I'm done with that stage.
Allie and I get our kids packed up and ready to go, and we start to leave. And you know, if you have kids, when you start to leave, it's time to go, 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 because you have kids. So we get like 5 feet from Riggs, who's still talking to J-Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Riggs, we're heading out. Doesn't even look at us. We get 10 feet away.
Done, man. I checked out.
Hey, Riggs, we're heading out. Then we're at the door, and Allie screams, Riggs, the people with the children are leaving.
The jerk
didn't even look up and care. Didn't even say goodbye.
You wouldn't have either 6 months ago.
No,
you're honest to God, Gibbons. That's what living without children is like. It's awesome.
No, it is amazing. I love it so much.
No, I would have looked up and been like, check you later. Have fun with that crap.
No, I didn't have to say that.
The irony of watching you buckle them in and me speeding off was my moment to be grateful I'm past that phase, let me tell you. So while you're being tortured this week,
Before we went out to Applebee's, I picked up Cora from first grade. She's in first grade. Her teacher comes out.
Yeah.
Hey, here's Cora, and then asks me, where's your dress? Aren't you supposed to be dressed? Where's Gina? I'm like, oh my God, the teacher's looking for Gina.
Of course they are.
So today,
Now zip up their coats.
Zip up their coats.
Gina.
Please do
Matt,
that,
like,
yes.
Gibbons didn't do that.
I gotta be a better mother.
Zip up their coats and get hats and gloves. I know the weather went quick.
I have to be better as a mother, okay? I'm
and
sorry.
And bundle your damn self up, because you're gonna be sitting there in the winter buckling kids in cars, dude.
Oh, man.
I'm just over here sipping tea. I don't have
sitting
kids.
Inside, loving his life with no kids.
I love my
Riggs,
no kid life, man.
I may sound mean, but it was the truth. I was loving my life. I was so grateful I
know
was past
it was.
That stage.
And I love
it. Was actually, I needed to see it.
Yes.
To appreciate where I'm at in life.
Where you are now.
I swear to God I did.
And just when I thought I was completely tired and done with being a woman, I'll be putting a maxi pad on Facebook Live in about 2 minutes.
Yep.
What a glorious day.
Girl, I got you. I know you haven't put one on before, so I will help you on Facebook Live. No problem.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.